What's up, party people? Welcome to this week's episode of Romancing Nancy Drew. I'm your host, Indy Nickerson, which stands for Nancy Drew Nickerson. You can find me at that handle on Blue Sky. You can also find me at that handle on that abomination that used to be known as Twitter occasionally. Because some of y'all are still there and I don't understand it. You can also find me at Romancing Nancy on Blue Sky once I remember that I need to do stuff with that. Yeah. This week, we're going to be talking about the Sky Phantom. And the version that I have, it looks like nobody has cracked that thing, and it's nice. Because if I read it, it would have been through the library. Because back in the day, that's how I was reading all my Nancy Drew books. Content warning, animal death. So, yeah, just if you're going to listen, make sure you're in the right headspace for that. I don't know that any of us ever will be. Because, oh my god, this book is a hot mess. Oh my god. Okay. Sky Phantom is one of those, like, Nancy is at a vague location doing things that are touristy with her friends who are also doing touristy things. So, in this case, Nancy has decided that she's going to take flying lessons at this famous flying school. It's probably got a name, and I don't remember it because it's been a week since I read this book. Which is actually perfect for the general premise of this podcast, which is where I get a little bit tipsy and tell you about a book I read. Perfect. I cannot tell. I think that, like, it was like, oh, it's a top-rated flying school. And also, they take ladies. I don't know. Like, 1975, I'm like, could Nancy have opened a credit card account in her own name? Are we close to that? Maybe. Maybe we're close to that. Anyway. Yeah, so the book opens with her, like, flying. Ooh, the cover. First off, has a Sky Phantom on it, which looks like a weird X-Files-ish apparition that is vaguely human-shaped in a cloud. And Nancy and some dude are in a small plane. Nancy is wearing green aviators, but you can only, like, see it in, like, a little bit of profile. It's cute, though. It's a good look for her. The guy that she's with looks like he's doing things with dials. I know. Negative about flying. I know that it's a thing that happens, much like cars can do things, possibly via elves. Flying also conducted via elves, possibly gremlins. So they talk about rudders and things, and I'm like, yeah, I understand that the horizon is a thing, but the rest of this is just gonna be fun for everyone. So they are flying. Nancy's having a good time. But all of a sudden, like, she sees Bess and George. Now, Bess and George did not opt for flying school. Now, if you were like, Bess would never have opted for flying school, I believe that you are correct on that. I think that, like, the person leading it would need to be super hot. And even then, she'd be like, we can have a date once you come back. George seems adventurous, so it seems like maybe she would be a flying school enthusiast. But she is not into it, which, again, fine. She's a judo enthusiast. But they're doing horseback riding camp, which again feels like a very weird, like, Nancy Drew stuck in time thing where it's like, you know what? Bess and George can go to horseback riding camp every year because their families are just going to send them to horseback riding camp. And it's fine. Like, I think that the ranch is also supposed to be cool. I don't fucking understand anything. Just go with that. I don't understand anything. And there are horses. And it's 1975. So, Bess and George are on horseback. And they're, like, gesturing at Nancy, who is close enough to detect that their arms are waving. And she's like, oh, no, are they in danger? What is going on? And they seem to be gesturing toward something. And so she's like, let's fly that way. And so Bruce, his name is Bruce now. I don't remember. It could be Bruce. I don't know. That just feels right. It's 1975. Is he Bruce Patton from the Sweet Valley High series? I don't know. No, probably. Anyway, he's married and has a child. This will be not important later. This will be the opposite of important later. So anyway, they fly over to where the two of them are gesturing. And, like, apparently they're, like, trying to gesture. There's a pilot in danger. Nancy somehow divines this from them because, again, like, ESP is a thing that occasionally happens in these books. They find Nancy and her Bruce instructor find a plane that is just kind of sitting on the ground, and Bruce is like, shit, that's dude's plane. And Nancy's like, who? And he's like, Robert Pattinson. It's his plane. And Nancy's like, sure, the guy from Twilight enjoys small plane driving. So they park nearby. Park is the wrong word. Land. They don't crash the plane. They successfully put the plane on the ground and get out of it. And Nancy's like, is there any sign of foul play? Was there a parachute? Anything. No, we're in a weird D.B. Cooper situation. There's no one on that plane. It's just chilling. Now, here's the thing. Like, in The Glowing Eye, which, again, happened recently, Nancy's like, yeah, planes are a thing. And so, for me, it kind of made some sense that after Ned's ordeal that maybe she would be interested in planes and flying planes, because I feel like her search would have been a lot easier had she been a plane person. Also, maybe she could have wrestled the robot piloting to the ground and punched it in the face and then taken said plane. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Anyway, so there's no one on the plane. It belongs to Robert Pattinson. That is not his name. I don't remember his fucking name, okay? I don't remember it. It's now Robert Pattinson. Imagine him, like, kind of scruffy, looking like he's from the Batman, a movie I didn't see. So, maybe he's also rocking a pea coat. I don't know. Imagine him however you wish. So, there he is. But he's not there, so it's fine. It's perfect, really. Bruce is like, that's why I said Robert Pattinson, because I think the other guy's name is Bruce. He's like, son of a bitch. I know him, and I don't understand. Where did he go? Nancy's like, good question. Apparently, Robert Pattinson had recently purchased a nicer plane, and this is his old plane, and he was flying back to see his parents. But I think Robert Pattinson's British, so pretend he's American. Sure. So, yeah, they don't know where he is. So Bruce is like, I will call his parents and see if he's somehow come home a different way. Like, possibly hitchhiking. Maybe teleported. I don't know. So they're like, okay, we're going to leave the plane here. Weird. I guess you can't put the club on a plane. I don't know. Can you remove the key? Who the fuck knows? Nancy does. Now, they searched the area several times. And you know me. I'm not going to remember what happened when. Just that things happen. And during one of these, like, looking for clues things, Nancy finds a medal with RP, the initials of Robert Pattinson, on it. And on the back side is a code. It looks like gibberish. And Nancy's like, clearly a code. Thank you. Thank you, Robert Pattinson, for leaving this code. So it takes her forever to figure it out. Like, pretty much the rest of the book. It's only near the end of the book that she's like, oh, I finally figured the fuck out. Like, she, Bess and George also look at it with her. Yeah, it's a lot of that. So anyway, the plane's down. They go back to find out if Robert Pattinson has reported in anywhere. The answer is no. His parents don't know where he is. No one has reported him in. Nobody. The plane itself doesn't have call numbers. License plate, I guess. Plane license plate. It's been obscured with mud. I don't know. Anyway, sure. It's, for all I know, it's like a Barbie dream plane. Or possibly Wonder Woman's plane. That would explain everything. Anyway, so they go back to the ranch. And Bess and George are like, oh my god, did you find the plane that went down? And Nancy's like, yeah, that was fucking weird. The plane went down near a large cloud that never goes away. It just stays there. As though Eeyore's having a bad day, and that cloud is there to tell him that, you know what, punk, it's gonna continue. So, Nancy's like, does anyone know anything about this? So, Nancy actually calls, like, the local college, who knows everything. She has learned this from Emerson, because Emerson has given her wildly incorrect expectations about how colleges work. Also, Ned is a professor who has earned all the degrees, and is just, like, doing weird electives at this point. They say the meteorology department, sure, starring many people with good hair and good teeth, are like, we don't know what the fuck's going on there. It probably is related to the mountains that are nearby, and that cloud just kind of hangs out there because of the mountains. It's all just going to be kind of misty, it's going to have like a Brigadoon vibe, we're guessing. But we've flown stuff through it, and it seems to be fine. Now, Bruce tells Nancy that he flew his plane into the cloud, which is how you learn about prepositions when you're in sixth grade. And All of his instruments went haywire, and he was like, clearly this cloud is haunted. I'm going to get the fuck out of it, which, solid choice. Haunted clouds. Yes. So it's fine. Now, Bess and George have their own subplot. Actually, it's more Bess. Oh, God. There's a lot happening in this damn book. I read this in one sitting when I was sitting at a car dealership. So, Bess has this... Now, you know that Bess is dating Dave. You know this. They've been dating for several thousand years at this point. Again, common law married, just like Nancy and Ned are. I'll die on that hill. At this point in the series, I consider them married. Hey, whatever they've got going on in the bedroom is between them, but they're married. Bess and Dave, though, like, seem to have a more conventional relationship in that they respawn every book, and they're like, yes, we've been dating for roughly 3 months. I don't know. Anyway, but in this book, Bess has fallen for a rugged cowboy whose name is Chuck. Oh, Lord. They have some sort of, like, bullshit calf roping competition at the ranch, and, like, Chuck wins by roping his calf the fastest. I have seen video of this, and it looks horrific. I guess it's not. I don't know. Anyway, and, like, afterward, he tosses his sombrero at Bess, who was like, that means I'm his lady now. Oh, my God. And then she's like, thank you, Chuck, thank you. And I was like, is this the Bachelorette but with hats? I don't understand. Also, Bess, what? What? Like, also, George is like, I mean, sure, I'm going to say that his name is Rusty. I don't fucking remember. Rusty seems cowboy-ish. Who is like, George is really cool. And she's like, they have a costume ball because of course they fucking do. And of course Nancy and her friends don't have costumes. So George decides to go as a rodeo clown. And Rusty's like, of course you'd be a rodeo clown. I love it. I was like, y'all have a weird relationship. They're like, they're just hanging out because, you know, why the fuck not? And also Bess is like hung up on Chuck. Oh God, I don't care for him. Maybe it's the calf roping. He's just making bad choices. Anyway, but like Nancy and her George are like, Bess, are you okay? And Bess is like, I think I'm falling for him. And they're like, he's a rando at your summer camp. Like, sure, like bang it out and then go home. Like, that's what we presumably do, except for Nancy's married to Ned and it's fine. Which she stays faithful. Also, as I said, Bruce is married with a baby. So Nancy's like, well, I'm going to bang that anyway, but thank you. I don't even know how they would. I don't understand. I think that planes require constant surveillance. Do they even fucking have autopilot in 1975? I don't know. Anyway. So, the other weird shit that happens around the same time is that they go back to the ranch and the guy who's in charge of it, who I think they call the major because everything is weird in this book, like real, real weird. Maybe that's the name of the pony. I don't know. The fucker who owns the place is like a sheriff's something. Is he I don't know. He's a sheriff thingy. Maybe he is the county sheriff. This seems real, real vague and, like, vigilante-related, but anyway, whatever the fuck. So, he's, like, he's a law enforcement. He's a cop. But he also has a prize palomino, who I think may be named Major. I guess. And Major gets stolen. And he's like, this is the worst thing ever. Everyone go find my pony. Go find me that pony! And you're like, yeah, this is a perfectly reasonable thing to happen during horse summer camp, is finding a prize palomino named Major who may or may not respond to commands. So this means that we have a missing Robert Pattinson and a missing pony, but we don't think they may be related. We don't know. Maybe Robert Pattinson developed a pony and we don't know. We don't know what's going on. Is he wearing a peacoat? Is he looking scruffy? Has he shaved? We know none of these things. The pony as well. Maybe the pony's wearing a peacoat. Maybe the pony is wearing Robert Pattinson's peacoat. Anyway, they can't find any clues. They find, like, horse prints. But, I mean, how the fuck do you... Unless the horse has some unusual horse footy thingy. You can tell how much I know about all of these things. How would you know that it's your horse? I mean, come on. So, yeah, Nancy is, like, actually, I think, trying to get her license with, like, she's actually trying to finish earning it so that she has to, like, do book work, and she has to prove that she knows how to do shit, and, like, that she has to do a figure eight, and all these things, and it's just too, I would have been vomiting everywhere, so it's fine, but she's doing a bunch of maneuvers. There is one point in the book where she tries to do something, but she does a bad thing. Maybe she spoke one word in the incantation incorrectly, and her plane, like, spins out, and Bruce is like, now you need to do this thing involving rudders and possibly also the blood of a chicken, and Nancy rides her plane. So she's like, I'm really sorry, I feel like a complete dumbass, and Bruce is like, honey, it's fine, it's good for you to learn these things now in a controlled environment. And Nancy's like, that's true. They see somebody on a hill. And they're like, maybe this is, one hilarious thing that happens is they see somebody on a horse that looks like the missing horse, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to chase him down. So they, like, crop dust his ass. Like, they get real, real close to him, and the horse, like, flees and is, like, running breakneck, and they're like, huh. So they land the plane and, like, come up on the guy, which, again, feels difficult in open ground, but okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm a U.S. Marshal, like, looking for that damn horse. And they're like, oh, okay, that, carry on. We're sorry that we tried to scare the hell out of your horse. I think he's a marshal. I don't know. He's like, maybe he's fucking FBI. I don't know. What, is this horse made of solid gold? Is he, like, a spy? I don't know. Is he full of heroin? I don't know. Anyway, so everyone in the entire county is looking for this damn horse. Couldn't describe him to you if I wanted to. Maybe he glows in the dark. Like that other Nancy Drew book. Which I didn't cover for this podcast. Oh, God. We've done glow-in-the-dark horses. This is a thing that has happened. Anyway. So, the other thing is they see a rando, like, and they're like, maybe he's seen something. And so they stop and talk to him. I don't remember his name. I'm going to call him Christopher Lloyd, so it's fine. And he's like, yes, I'm looking for gold. But by gold, I mean oil. And they're like, sure. Do you have any clues about where some oil might be? I mean, no judgment. We're not looking for it as well. We're just curious. And he's like, oh, I have this special method. Like, you know how you drill into the ground and it, like, comes up and gushes everywhere? And they're like, we're aware of, we've seen newsreels. And he's like, I have a new system that all you have to do is, like, drill a tiny hole and it just sees if there's oil, and then you don't have to waste all that oil, because that was just driving me nuts, licking all that oil all over the ground, just splashing all over people. Not a fan. And they were like, sure. Okay, cool. So they, like, exchange information. He's like, come look with me in this valley. And Bruce is like, this feels sus. Nancy, stay with the plane. And Nancy's like, so if you get, like, brained with a tire iron, I guess I will just fly away from you and leave you to your doom with this Yosemite Sam character. Okay. Fair. Nancy, of course, is like, I'm gonna search the area for clues and see if I can find the horse and or Robert Pattinson and or more clues. So she looks around, but she doesn't find anything because they're near the area that dude was in. They do. Nancy brings Bess and George out there later, and they do find a parachute and then some boot prints that start, like, a few feet away. Like, somebody took off their boots to land the parachute and then put them back on. And they're like, that's weird. Nancy's like, just leave it here for vague reasons so people won't know that we found it. I don't know. Yeah, it's just fucking weird. Like, they don't think that Robert Pattinson did it. They just are finding a, I don't know. Everything is just so fucking weird. A series of unconnected events. Anyway, so she's looking around. She's like, maybe I'll find another medallion with an answer key on it, or a dictionary, or some weird cursed turquoise beads, or I don't know. So she's looking around, and she finds a cave, and she's like, oh, I love caves. I'm so into caves. She has a flashlight. Of course she does. So she goes in the cave with her tiny flashlight, and she sees, like, I think she sees a couple mice, and she's like, oh, okay. And then she sees a lot more mice, and I'm like, Okay, you're giving, like, that scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade where, like, all of a sudden there's rats everywhere and it's not fun for anyone. So that's what happens. Like, all of a sudden there's rats everywhere. And Nancy's like, son of a bitch, why are they running? She doesn't go along with, like, maybe I should travel in that direction. She goes further into the cave. And then, like, all of a sudden there's, like, this giant explosion of oil. And so she's covered in it. All the surface of the cave is covered in it. There's like some little step-like things. I was like, if there are real steps and there have been people there. And they're covered in oil. She can't go up the steps anymore. Like, everything is slippery and horrible. And she's like, I'm going to die here. So eventually she's like, she takes her sweater off and she like manages to mop up enough oil to get a grip so that she can like get out of the cave. I was like, honey, just crawl. Like, I mean, it is a cave and it's probably gonna be slippery, but like maybe just crawl. You've already ruined your clothes. Just acknowledge it. Nancy manages to get out of the cave. She can't find any evidence that anybody else has been in there. She gets back to the plane and Bruce comes up and he's like, what the fuck happened to you? And she's like, so spoiler alert, I found oil and it's all over me. He was like, that's obvious. What the fuck? And she's like, it's in that cave over there. And he's like, that little dude, Yosemite Sam, he'd be into this. Nancy's like, where is he? And he's like, he like went off to look somewhere else. Like, that's fine. He took me down to see a valley thing and it was fine, but whatever. Nancy's like, we should tell him though. Like, he'd be into it. So they do find him. But the problem is he's like at the bottom of a... Okay, there's a big hill and it's look like he fell down the fucking hill. Like, he's at the bottom of the hill and his horse is like down and he's down. And Nancy's like, what the fuck? Did they die? What the fuck? So they go... I'm like, Bruce is the killer. Bruce has been the killer all along. They go down there and Yosemite Sam / Christopher Lloyd is like, oh my God, what? And they're like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, the force lost her footing and fuck. And he's like, yeah, that was real, real weird. We found oil. Are you interested? And he's like, you found oil. And he's like, yeah, it's in a cave and I can show you where it is. And he's like, well, it's yours because he found it. And he's like, it kind of belongs to the person whose land it's on. My dad's a lawyer. Also, I have no interest in oil prospecting. So, like, we'll figure it out later. But I don't want any part of it. The weird thing, like, actually, in this book, another thing that they say is that Nancy is only an amateur because she won't accept money for her work. Like, if she did that, she'd be professional. And I was like, I always felt like it was a hobby for her, but because she breaks the law like constantly, but okay, sure. We'll pretend that that's the difference between pro and amateur. So she, has to go back to camp and again, covered in oil. And Bess and George are like, what the fuck happened to you? And Nancy's like, funny story, oil, all over me. Just real, real bad. She has to get in the tub and like soak for a long time to get, I don't know if she had to put like fucking lighter fluid on it or whatever the fuck. Anyway, is she Mike Rinder at this point? Anyway, so there's something that like, they think that maybe it's an inside job because the only way that the horse could have gotten loose is if it was an inside job, like something, like he was very definitely in his stall in the horse barn. So they're questioning people and one guy who is named Ben Rawls, everything has got a Texas drawl to it in this book, is like surly and is like, I'm not gonna tell you anything. No. And so Nancy goes out to talk to him and she's like, do you know anything about Robert Pattinson or possibly whatever? And he's like, I don't have to tell you anything. And like, just generally salty. And so finally, like the main guy, the cop is like, if you don't tell me what you know, like you're fired. And he's like, I ain't fucking talking. And that girl is nosy as shit. And I don't like nosy ladies because I am a misogynist. And they're like, okay, you gotta go. Bye. I'll give you a horse and some money, though, for man reasons. So he gives him, like, his severance and a fucking horse. And he's like, go be free. Like, go do you. Like, but without ladies, because you're real weird about ladies. Anyway. So Ben is like, you haven't seen the last of me, and rides off into the desert. And you're like, fuck off, traitor. Anyway. He's Job now. So Nancy and her friends are still trying to decipher what the fucking metal thing says. And Nancy's like, I think one of the words is bomb. She's figured out that, like, it's the bottoms of letters because she had read in a code book that, like, that's the trickiest thing to decipher if you're using that for your code. And she's like, I think this is bomb. And they're like, okay. Now, again, I'm going to remind you, it looks like this was, like, machine engraved onto this metal. So somebody had to contact somebody who could do machine engraving to get them to do this. Yeah. It's okay. Don't think too hard about it. Your brain will overheat. Mine did. Yeah, so she's like, it says bomb, but what the fuck? Why does it say bomb? I don't understand. The other things that happen are that Nancy's like, maybe, oh, they find a phantom plane. The plane that Robert Pattinson may or may not have landed, the one that is his, like, vanishes overnight. And they go to search the area and it's gone. And they're like, what the fuck? Where could it be? Where the fuck could it be? Like, they didn't leave anybody posted out there. They also, again, did not put the club on it or take the, how the fuck do you make a plane inoperable easily? I don't know. Anyway, somebody took that plane and they're like, did Robert Pattinson come back and take the plane? No, he's not where he was supposed to be either. Nancy's like, foul play? Is he being held hostage? Like, what the fuck? We don't know. We just don't know. The plane's gone. So they go back to look to see if they can find the plane or him or any clues or anything. And they see a mysterious plane that's been like buzzing people or like just being a general dick. Plain dick. It's just being a plain dick. So Bruce is like, let's chase it into that. Like they're trying to, I don't understand it. They're doing plane maneuvers and they get into the cloud. Like they've chased the plane into the cloud. And then all of a sudden all their instruments go haywire and Bruce like has damaged his arm on something. I don't remember. Maybe it involved the grizzled old prospector. Yosemite Sam. And Nancy has to fly the plane, but all the instruments are dead. And he's like, you have to do blah, blah. And she's like, okay. And then he's like, let me see if I can boot up the emergency system that's analog. And anyway, they get out of there. But Nancy's like, yeah, we're never doing that shit again. He's like, damn straight, we're not. I don't know if magnets. It's very juggalo. Fucking magnets. How do they work? They get out of the plane. The cloud and then the plane. Yeah, so it's fine. The plane's fine. It's reboot or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck you do to a plane. Anyway, the plane is down. It's fine. In the meantime, Bess tells her friends that Chuck has asked her to marry him and everyone's like, "Oh." And Nancy's like, "Well, she doesn't say this, but she's clearly thinking, but you're going to say no, right?" And, like, she's like, oh, well, that's really sweet of him. And Bev's, like, bursts into tears, and they're like, honey, you're not, are you considering saying yes? And she's like, I don't know, he's just so cute, I don't know. Here's the problem, of course. Ned and Dave and Bert are going to be visiting, like, in 3 days or some shit. I don't remember the exact timeline. You know this about me. Things happen, and then they are done. So, Bess is concerned because she's like, if Dave comes and sees her with Chuck, he's going to get jealous. If Chuck sees Bess with Dave, he's going to get jealous. She doesn't know which guy she's going to pick. And Nancy's like, I think you do know, hon. I think you do. You just need to sleep and like not do anything weird and rash, like no eloping, but it's gonna be okay. And George is like, son of a bitch. Like, again, she's got her own little side piece going, but he ain't nothing serious. Like, she ain't gonna throw her life over for him. Nancy's like, do you really want to, like, change your entire life? Because he's like a fucking cowboy, which, again, at this point, just is like a guy who, like, rustles cattle for a rancher or some shit. He's not like a cowboy. And, like, he would expect her to be, like, his little lady. And Dave is very much not like that. And anyway, so it's, yeah. They're all like, oh, hon. Like, oh, sweetie. But plus, like, George is like, well, has Dave asked you to marry him? And Bess, like, turns beet red, and she's like, no, but I think he's going to, like, eventually, I don't know. And they're like, well, oh, okay. Again, you're young, and It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing that he would ask you to marry him after knowing you for about 45 minutes. So, Ben, who you remember last, was going off over the horizon with his pony and his rifle and his little guitar. Like, the cop in charge of the place is like, he stole some money from some people, so if I see that asshole again, I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. And Nancy's like, that's fair. At a poker game? I don't know. Or if he defrauded them, maybe some Scientology-related shit where he was like, you can sign up for the Sea Org as well. Everything goes back to Scientology with me. So, yeah, they're like, if we see Ben again. And so they do. Like, they get a ransom note that Ben, like, brings over. And Ben's like, some dude just gave me this. I'm okay. And he hands it to not Nancy, but, like, maybe George. And he's like, you're in friends and nosy little bitch. And they're like, can you just shut the fuck up? Like, is that an option for you? Or are you, like, on 111 at all times? Just cannot hold back. And then it's like, bring my plane and like $2,000 to the cave at some point. And they're like, is this Robert Pattinson's handwriting? Because it's who it's pretending that it is. And they're like, no, this is not his handwriting. Ben, like, again, the cop feels like he's involved. So they chase Ben and like catch him and tie him to a tree. Okay. This is like a fucking like days long expedition into the general vicinity of the horse farm. So, like, one night they're camping and all of a sudden, like, they hear a gunshot. This is where the shit gets bad. And, when they wake up, they see that there's a horse on the ground and the horse is, like, clearly in pain. And the cop goes over and he's like, Speed Boy, no! Like, very Wrath of Khan. And he's like, that shot was, like, with brutal precision, has made sure that you will never walk again. This is the end for you, Speed Boy. And so he gives him a Viking funeral / shotgun funeral. It's real, real bad. They bury him. Like, they dig a hole big enough for a horse and bury him. It's not great. Everyone is very sad and cries. Because poor horse. Yes. Accurate. I don't know. And I'm sure that I think that this is still a thing that is done. It's still real, real bad. And it's bad. Anyway. So when they get back to the ranch, like, everyone's like, Where is he? And they're like, shh, we can't talk about him. Like, the night of the horse parade, which is a thing that happens on this horse ranch, like, they have pictures, portraits of all the horses, like, I guess done with painting, on the walls. And they have to take the one of Speed Boy down because it would bring the mood down. All the rest of the horse pictures are decorated with bows and things. And poor Speed Boy has to have his portrait taken down. Everyone's like, oh no. He was like, I would have had to put black on it and would have ruined the vibe. We miss him terribly. They still haven't found the other horse, I think. Anyway, so the cop is convinced that Ben, like, was involved in the kidnapping of the horse. And he's like, I'm going to find this little punk-ass bitch. So they actually do find him and tie him to a tree. And Nancy and George are like, oh, no, we've discovered that somebody is chasing the cop and we need to warn him. So they go out there and they find Ben tied to a tree. And he's like, let me off this tree. And they're like, why the fuck should we let you out of this tree? Why are you tied to a tree? Because they don't understand. They don't know why dude's tied to a tree. They're like, if the cop found him, why wouldn't the cop have just taken him with him? So Ben's like, some bad guys tied me to this tree. And if you let me go, then I'll show you where they went. And Nancy's like, that feels sus. And Ben's like, well, the place that the cop went, like, he's going to die there. Like, if you want to know where he went, you better untie me. And Nancy and George look at each other and they're like, son of a bitch, this is a pickle. Should we let loose the violent misogynist who may or may not want us dead? So they're thinking about it when the cop comes back and he's like, what the fuck is going on here? And they're like, did you tie him to a tree? And he's like, yeah, I tied him to a fucking tree. And they're like, maybe leave a note. Maybe leave a, please don't untie this dangerous monster. Just saying. He's, like, I wouldn't say persuasive, but definitely vindictive. Anyway, so he apparently led them on some sort of, like, bullshit chase, and they're like, you know, we didn't find anything that way, but we're trying to find out who you're working with. And he's like, I'm never gonna tell you, copper, or whatever the fuck. He's very, very dramatic. But he does tell them, he's like, they handed me this note, and I gave it to you, and I don't know who it is. And they're like, sure, hun, sure. Speedcraft Joe. Just make up a fucking name. Anyway. So they, I think on this trip, they find the horse. Nancy hears a little whinny and she's like, could it be? And they find him in a different cave that is not full of oil and weird Yosemite Sam shouting. And his saddle and gear is nearby. And so Nancy's like, oh, that's cool. I can just saddle you right up. And he's tied to, I don't know, they have to break some shit. Anyway, they get the horse out. The cop is like, oh my God, my horse. Like, sad, tearful reunion. Just very sad, very excited that the horse is back. Nancy's like, why the fuck was the horse stolen? And Ben can't tell her because Ben, like, was involved in the theft of the horse, but does not know what the purpose of the theft was. Just, he just wanted some money. Then they get the weird ransom note at some point during this, and they're like, no. They finally finish decoding the metal, and it's like, bombs under weird cloud. That's not what it says, but it's, anyway, that's close enough. And they're like, the bombs are under the weird cloud. We gotta go there. Revolution bombs under weird cloud. That's what it was. And so they're like, son of a bitch. At this point, Ned and his friends stride into the narrative. It's very slow motion, very much like they're astronauts heading out on a mission. And the girls run up to them and they're like, oh my God, hey. Which Nancy and Ned have their like, hey baby, how you been doing? We have some makeup sex to get to. George and her guy, Bert, also fine. Bess, as soon as she sees her guy, is like, oh, shit. Because she has not yet made up her mind. Whom shall she bang? Whom shall she bang? Both? No. One at a time. So he can tell that she's like a little bit reserved. And he's like, what the fuck's going on? And then he sees Chuck and he's like, you. And so the two recognize each other as rivals almost immediately. Bess did not want this. Bess was, and Nancy talks to her and she's like, have you like made up your mind? She was like, I don't want them to see each other. I don't want them to be around each other because like Dave. And she's like, so you chose Dave. As we knew you would, because the way this narrative works, you're going to respawn and we can't have a weird rando cowboy just hanging around. Not how that works. So Bess has to like kind of have words with him and be like, hey, I'm and he's like, So here's the thing. Apparently the two cowboys that they have been a little bit generous with their affection with are talking in the bunkhouse. It's very Yellowstone. It's not at all Yellowstone. And they're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe these guys come over. Do you see these college boys who have never ripped a calf in their lives? They're very Scarlett O'Hara. So one of their buddies in the bunkhouse hears them like bitching about the college boys and they put nettles in Dave's bed. I think it's, yeah, it's Dave's bed. And he's he is itchy as hell. And they're like, this is funny. And so Nancy goes to the cop and she's like, somebody put nettles in his bed. And I think it was one of the cowboys. And he's like, what the fuck? So Nancy goes to the bunkhouse and she overhears what happened. He's like, yeah, I heard that you were bitching about them. So I went and I played a prank on him. And Nancy's like, you son of a bitch. So she goes to narc back to the cop and the cop's like, I'm gonna assign them to go rope some calves, like a 2-day away ride, and we're just gonna nip this right in the bud. So goodbye, Chuck and Rando and other Rando. Goodbye. Anyway, Ned has a surprise for Nancy. Now, Nancy is like, I want to show off my flying skills. And Ned, at this point in the book, is like, I can't wait to see you work that stick, girl. Which, in the book, I died. I was like, there is no way that somebody wrote this and was like, no, it's fine. He's like, can't wait to see where that stick. Yeah, hon. And Nancy's like, are you being condescending to me? Like, she actually gets affronted. She's like, are you, you seem to be like kind of joking. And she doesn't understand it. So she's like, I'm going to show your ass. So they go up in the plane and she's like, look at all these cool things I can do. So he's like, I'm very impressed. I think you're doing great. And I love it. And there's like nothing that's like smarmy or condescending about it when he says it. And Nancy's like, oh, okay. Oh, good. I don't understand. Ned's surprise is that Ned is also learning how to fly a plane because he was like, I can't let you, you know, be the only one who knows how to do this, which in the book can come across as like him being like, I can't be shown up by a girl. But I choose to read it as Ned saying, I'm going to need to know how to save your ass if the case may arise. Like, it's only prudent for us to share hobbies, okay? Also, I got abducted by a weirdo with a plane. So, like, let me learn how to fly some planes. Even though he flew the plane back at the end of the book, but it was like maybe it was a remote control plane. Anyway, he's learning how to legit fly at this point. Maybe the other one was like a little helicopter. I don't fucking know. I don't understand anything. Rudders. So, they form a plane posse and go after the guns, and they actually, like, Nancy and Ned fly to where the weird magnetic cloud is and dig up there's actual, like, crates of what appear to be defused bombs and rifles and maybe some, like, poison. I don't know. It's just a bunch of revolutionary shit. And they're like, son of a bitch. So all of a sudden they hear another plane come up and they like basically hide themselves by like pulling their sweaters up over their heads. Sure. Very ostrich of you. And the people don't see them. And like they tackle the quote unquote revolutionaries, who were holding Robert Pattinson hostage. They find him in like the cave. Like, tied up in a sack. Like, he's a sack of potatoes, and they have to get him out of there. Nancy and Ned also get, like, sack of potatoes'd. Like, I think that's how they end up in that cave, is, like, somebody comes up behind them and, like, throws a thing over their heads and dumps them in the cave, and Nancy's like, I'm gonna suffocate! And then they get out, and they're like, Robert Pattinson! So, yeah, they found him. And then the bad... Okay. This is one of the most infuriating things about this damn book. We don't know... anything about these quote-unquote revolutionaries. We don't know who they're working for, what their aims are, none of that. The book is not interested in that. The book is like, revolutionaries who are clearly dangerous and we need to put that shit down. That's it. And Nancy's like, here they are. And the cop's like, thank you. And we're done. We're done. That's it. But they're like, they sneer at her, so she's like, so you're bad people. The cloud, Nancy's like, how the fuck did the cloud? The cloud is apparently a natural phenomenon. And he's like, yeah, and I seeded it with, like, magnet shit. And so whenever I wanted it activated, I would just fly through the cloud and flip a switch, and it would be activated. And if I wanted it deactivated, I would just fly through and flip the switch the other way. And Nancy's like, sure, that seems scientifically reasonable. I was like, nanites? I don't know. Anyway, so that's it. I was like... Scientologists, because I don't understand. Like, a part of me wants to be like, who, if we're talking 1975, who the fuck are we talking about? Are we talking about Black Panthers? Because I don't think so, but it's possible. Are we talking about another, like, a civil rights group? Are we talking about somebody who, again, our location is nebulous. Are we near the border? Are we near any border? Is it people sinking shit over the border for are they a militia? We don't fucking know. Like, it's, I mean, they could be a fucking militia. They could, of course, everybody involved is described as, like, vaguely ethnic because, you know, can't have, like, white supremacist militias. My God. But, like, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. Also, apparently the main guy also has the initials RP, so he was like, I should steal his plane. And Nancy was like, that doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't. Like, Bruce is like, he doesn't have the right paperwork. Like, there's no paperwork on his plane. Like, as though if, like, there's a sky cop that would stop him, he doesn't have his license and registration or some shit. I don't know. Like, it, again, with the whole weird, like, his plane is not registered or some shit. They were apparently going to use his plane to move the goods to their final location? God. It's like somebody said, I want her in a plane and also some mysteries. And somebody was like, I don't know anything about planes, but what about horses? And they were like, sure, let's throw some horses in there. And then they were like, what about... revolutionaries? And someone was like, perfect, yes, done, perfect, cut. And I do know, but I mean, I do love that Nancy and Ned are like, Ned's like, so you didn't fall for a cowboy out here? And Nancy's like, the only person I've been around for any length of time has been my instructor, and he has a wife and child. And Ned's like, that's fair. So again, it's both meaningful and not meaningful at all. Yeah, like, they're cute, and it's nice, and he's her special friend. And I'm like, yeah, because they're all banging, but it's fine. And again, at the end of the book, Bess is like, I don't want to hurt Jack's feelings. Like, I have attachment to him. And you're like, I don't know. Like, he's very much presented as, like, this hot guy who, like, is interested in Bess and is like, you can keep house for me. And Bess being like, I would like to cosplay as this for a hot minute. And then it's like, but I only want to cosplay. Like, that's, I'm not interested in doing this long term. I got other shit to do. It involves hanging out with Nancy solving mysteries while being real, real nervous about everything. Which, fair, Bess, fair. So, yeah, there's that. Next time we're going to be doing, I'm pretty sure, The Strange Message in the Parchment. I'm pretty sure that's the next one. I think so. Could be wrong. I don't have the book with me, and I didn't look it up before I started recording, so there's that. So fucking weird. Just, so, why the weird, everything's weird. The cave with the oil in it. Like, so many weird things. Also, like, whenever mice are doing something, maybe find out why they're doing it. I'm just spitballing here. Just saying. So, yeah. Until next time, when we discuss the next bonkers things that Nancy and her friends get up to. Stay sleuthy, my friends.